Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Interview on KCAW Sitka. I'm Catherine Rose, and joining me in the studio this morning is Kelly Lakin. She's Search's registered dietitian and diabetes educator, and she's here to talk about National Diabetes Month, which is this month, November, and today is actually World Diabetes Day, right, Kelly?
Yes, it is. Thank you for having me, Catherine.
And the theme this year for National Diabetes Month is Every Day, Every Reality. Can you explain that?
Of course. So diabetes does not go away. Once you get the diagnosis, it's for life. It can be definitely controlled and go into remission, but people have to check their blood sugars every day, watch what they eat. It's something that you have to think about, whether you are eating, what you're doing, what you wear, everything. And the complications with diabetes, if it's not controlled, are pretty serious. So ensuring that you have control is really important. Also, diabetes distress. Have you ever heard of that before?
I actually don't know what that is, no.
So it's a type of depression that people with diabetes do get because it's such a complicated and stressful disease, whether you're super stressed that your blood sugars aren't normal, because blood sugars can be affected by not only food and exercise, but pain, stress, hormones, a lot of different things. And that's not under your control, which can be very frustrating. So educating yourself can help those around you to understand that this is a really stressful disease, and making sure that your family's involved and supporting you. And that's why we have so many events going on here in Sitka with Search, whether it's the diabetes support group that happens monthly the second Wednesday of every month at 5:30 at the Express Care Clinic, or if it's the National Diabetes Month, we also have diabetes educators and registered dietitians all throughout the consortium that can definitely help you with the stressful situation of diabetes.
And how many Alaskans are affected by diabetes? What are those statistics?
There's about 59,000 Alaskans that have diabetes. 3,000 Alaskans get diagnosed every year. And out of all of America, one in three people have pre-diabetes.
What is pre-diabetes again?
So that's before you hit the threshold of diabetes. Your blood sugars are slightly elevated. It can actually cause microvascular damage. So it's definitely like a warning sign before you get diagnosed, because pre-diabetes can be reversed.